Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm very happy to tell you that Alan Friedman is here. He's with us right now. Alan is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher and the developer of one of the most incredible resources that I know of with regard to technology, and that's the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. As Jiminy Cricket used to sing, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. And he's the president and the founder of the Computer Language Company. But more importantly, folks, and something I'm very happy about, he's our good friend. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Okay. Do you remember when Jiminy Cricket taught you how to spell encyclopedia?
Yes.
See, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've asked some other people who were long in the tooth like you and me, and they didn't know about that.
Well, I want you to know, last week I reached early Social Security retirement age.
Early Social Security?
Yes, I can't take it because they don't give you any money if you earn anything.
Right, right.
But at least you're eligible.
Well, so that's what, 49 and a half?
Oh, yeah, I wish. Oh,
62, huh? So you
I
remember
wish I was 49 knowing what I know now.
So you remember Jiminy Cricket thinking that. That was a good little song.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, one of the things I want to talk about today and get your thoughts on is some news that's out right now this week, and that is that Microsoft, which, as you know, was infamously prosecuted in the U.S. courts in the 90s for essentially being a monopoly. And I don't say monopoly as in a bad word either, by the way, folks. At least I don't. And they were prosecuted and brought to heel. And so this century, they're being prosecuted in the European Union court for essentially the same thing, for bundling, for doing some whatever it is that they do, the monopoly practices that they've been performing over there. And this week, Alan, they lost their appeal on that case. They lost a round of appeals, I should say.
Right. Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's very important. It's actually not a lot of money for them, because Microsoft has paid off billions lately. They've essentially tried to get over all of this legal action of the states, Sun, Novell, a whole bunch of lawsuits, and they have paid out and shelled out billions. But I think they're trying to do whatever they can in Europe, because they feel it's a much broader case. If Europe wins this, then they may drag up other things, and I think it's a lot more hinging on just the money, because the money is a pittance.
The European thing could have global ramifications, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think Europeans are tougher than Americans. We're the most forgiving country in the world, which is, you know, I think one of our assets. It's one of our greatest things, and sometimes perhaps a weakness, but it's also, we are forgiving. Europeans aren't. You do something to them, they remember it for generations to go.
The other thing, though, also, Alan, I think you'll agree with, is we admire and we give some slack to entrepreneurs. In Europe, they don't care much for entrepreneurs.
Well, I don't know if they don't care much for entrepreneurs.
They don't promote it. It's not part of the culture.
No, not as much. Certainly not as much. But they're just more vindictive, I guess. I mean, I don't know. What can I tell you? You know, you do something to my ancestors, and your grandchildren will forever remember
it. Yeah, that's the problem we have in the Middle East right now, too.
No, that's right. That's
but back to Microsoft.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us what your thoughts are on that. Now Europe, the EU court said something that the U.S. court basically did as well. And Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson, in a case tried by or prosecuted by Joel Klein and I forgot the other guy's name, that they called, and they think that they proved that Microsoft was a monopoly, and that they conducted behavior they behaved in a way that was that hurt other companies.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about that. They were a monopoly. They got into a very unique position with the operating system, and were able. And if they weren't stopped, they could continue to develop any sort of application that works better with the operating system, or that would be bundled more easily to a vendor. And, you know, it's a great position to be in. You know, you can't knock it. That's what companies, they grow to get big.
They aspire to that.
Exactly.
One of the things I want to point out here, Alan, as we go to the break, and we'll talk about this some more on the other side, I want to remind folks of this. Now, I don't know about in Europe, but in America, having a monopoly is not against the law. There's no court in the country that can be sued in, or you can be successfully sued for having a monopoly. It was the behavior with that monopoly that got him into trouble. 20 till, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Alan Friedman, the president of Computer Language Company. The product is Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and I encourage you to check it out, folks. Everybody should have at least one copy, at least once a year. You should own a copy, a CD, of this Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. It's very, very valuable information to have. How many thousands of examples do you have in there, Alan?
18,000.
18,000. How many diagrams? How many graphics?
Well, about 2,500.
2,500. Wow. It's really something. And tell us how we can get it, Alan.
Well, you can just go to our website, which is computerlanguage.com.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way.
And they can buy onesies, or they can subscribe to the whole quarterly thing, can't
they? You can buy the current CD or an annual subscription where you get one each quarter.
So check that out, folks. A lot of work went into this product, and something that's, as I say, is very valuable. I think a lot of people just leave it in there. They just leave the CD in their computer, and that way they always have it. Alan, what about, let's go back to this Microsoft case. Here, I've been covering this for a long time. When it was in the U.S. courts in the late 90s, I covered it for 2 years. Once a month, I had somebody on the ground in the courtroom who helped us cover the case. And the reason I thought it was important is I think it was important for all entrepreneurs to pay attention to what happened. Look at the history of Microsoft. Look how it came up. And their biggest mistake was that they became so successful. And I agree that Microsoft is capable of playing with a heavy hand sometimes. They're capable of doing some ham-fisted things. And there probably are some companies out there that they've run roughshod over. I don't disagree with that. I've never seen a time when – I've never seen any explanation where any consumer was ever hurt by what Microsoft did. And I never heard a consumer complain about it. I only heard competitors complain about it. And in my opinion, this is where I got a problem with it, Alan. A competitor shouldn't be able to take you to court to complain about your being so successful. That shouldn't happen. They can take you to court to redress some wrong that you did to them. But just because you were successfully out-competing them in the marketplace, I got a problem with that. And that's kind of what happened in the U.S.,
Well, not entirely. There's another issue there called choice. If you don't have a lot of choice, and one company eliminates all its competitors, then the market is harmed only in the sense that there's only one thing to buy.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I personally believe that we should have one operating system. I think having multiple operating systems is a real problem. But in other areas, I think you need choice.
Well, what happened? What the essence of the issue, folks, is that the media player that many of you use, the media player got bundled with the Windows operating system, and at one point in time, Alan, it basically was the default player, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it's always the default. Everything that comes with Microsoft is the default.
Well, but the thing is you couldn't turn it off, though, apparently. In the early
well,
days.
You can. The browser
the early,
was the
in
issue
the early
here.
Days, in the early yeah, I mean, days, I think you couldn't turn it off.
Well, you could always use another one. And in the United States, it was the browser that was the big issue. In Europe, it was more of the media player because that.
You're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. In the U.S., it was the browser with the operating system. You're right. I got a little confused.
Or it's the media player today with
the
Europe.
Media player is what's going on in Europe.
They're focusing more on
here.
That
it was
today.
The browser. That's right.
That's right. So I mean, you can see what happens. I mean, it's very simple. If you bundle an application along with the operating system, it's the one that everybody's going to use, and it's going to integrate better, and it's going to work immediately. So it is. It's a great monopoly tool. It just is, and you can't blame them for using it. And they probably would like to build everything into the operating system and just not even have
any. But apparently some people did blame them because they took them to court.
But that's the reason.
But the thing is, here's what bothers me though, Alan, if we want to make Microsoft unplug the browser or the media player so that you have to select one or the other, meaning you know competitors or theirs, I don't have a problem with that. But one thing that bothers me, that's really problematic for me, is this idea of having to make the technology, the licensing of the technology and the trade secrets available to competitors. That's one of the remedies in Europe, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have opened up a little bit of the source code in some cases to as a result of the U.S. decisions, but I don't know if it's as if that's the harmful issue. This is a case that has had more people discuss. I mean, it's like religion and politics.
Yeah.
You can really argue it both ways, depending on what viewpoint. I can argue it both ways, really. It just depends on which attitude you
well,
want to
take. It'll be interesting to see how this rolls out, folks, but it's something. All these cases are affecting you as a consumer, and I'm not sure that you're going to be helped by it. Alan, let's quickly, before we go to the break, I want to talk about, you said you bought something new recently, a little toy.
Well, I bought two toys, actually. I bought my wife a new digital camera, and I bought myself a new digital camera.
So now how many digital cameras does that make that your family owns right now, Alan?
Well, about seven.
Seven.
Yes, but
that's
I always
ridiculous.
Have to be,
that's
no, it's
Alan,
not.
That's
I have
ridiculous.
To be on the leading edge, Jim. I have to. I have
that's
to
ridiculous.
Now I have to have the latest.
How many flat screen? See, you had like 20 flat screen monitors before I had one.
No, I never had more than nine.
Never had more than that. Well, you had nine before I had one.
Oh, I've got eyes in the back of my head, on the side of my head. I got to have a 360-degree view here.
When we come back, folks, Alan's going to tell us about some last-minute holiday toys you might want to pick up. Some of those kind that use batteries, those electronic ones. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Alan Friedman, the publisher of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the archives of interviews that we've conducted with Alan. He always has some great information for us, and much of it is very, very, it perpetuates. It's things that Alan talked to us about a year ago. A lot of it's still good stuff. So I encourage you to find him in our Brain Trust list and listen to some of those archives, and you can find other things there on our website about Alan Friedman. But you can also go to his website, which is computerlanguage.com. That's right, isn't it, Alan?
That is correct.
Okay, we're talking about some little gadgets. Why did you pick out which one of the why did you buy two cameras? What wasn't one enough?
Well, one is for a vacation you can slip in your pocket, and the other is for real serious photography. Sony came out about a year ago with they sort of set a trend that others have followed with their T1. And it is literally a very nice quality. I won't say it's seriously high quality, but it's a good enough for vacations, and it has a huge LCD screen on the back.
Yeah.
It flips into your pocket, and
Is that the serious one, or is that the
no, that's the not serious one.
Okay.
But it's serious.
That's the Sony. How much did that cost?
They're around $450, I believe.
Holy mackerel.
And
I'm looking for one to slip in my pocket, but I'm not looking for 450.
Well, they set a trend with a style, and I believe Casio and others have come out, and I think they're a lot less. Now, I don't know how much less, maybe 300?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get a decent one for less than 300, 350, are you?
I don't think so. Not really. Cheaper all the time.
And
the
pixels are going way up, aren't they, on these little ones?
Yeah, but the pixel count, don't be confused by that. 5-6 megapixel is all you need, and the difference between 5 megapixels on one camera and 5 on another can be night and day. So that's
really
leading. Yes, it's like the megahertz.
Well, that confuses me, but now I also know that 3.5 to 4 megapixels take a pretty darn nice 8x10.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But
so you don't have to have five or six. You can get as low as 3 and still get some pretty good resolution. But I didn't know about the thing about the differences between cameras.
Well, it's quality. It's lenses. Lens quality.
Yeah.
I mean, that never changed. Never changed in 100.
So if one camera's 350 with 5 megapixels and one's 400 with 5 megapixels, maybe the difference is the quality of the lens.
Well, hopefully you're getting something for it. Absolutely.
How do we know which one? How do we know if we are?
Well, I'll tell you what I did when I got my more expensive one. I got a digital single lens reflex recently for my birthday, and I got it's a Nikon D70. And I went into a store here in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and was able to literally take pictures with that camera, take pictures with my other Sony that I had, an older Sony, literally take the pictures, put them on the computer, and compare them side by side.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do that in every camera store, that's for
right.
sure. But I
Oh, you mean at the camera store they let you do that?
Yes, it's a really good professional camera store.
Wow,
and
that's pretty cool.
I spent an hour there. I spent an hour, and we literally took the same picture with both cameras, put them on the computer, and looked at them very carefully in Photoshop.
Did you buy the camera while you were there?
No, I bought it the next week because I wanted to check
from them?
From them, yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad you went back after they went all that trouble.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if I put up with you for an hour, I'd want to sell you something.
You're darn right you would.
All right, what about something else besides cameras? Any other new gadgets?
Well, it's all camera-related. It's these new little photo printers. I mean,
Oh, yeah. I need one of those, too.
They're phenomenal.
My birthday's in May, by the way, Alan. I need one of those, too.
Oh, well, just send me a note.
Okay.
Kodak has a nice little device, because Kodak is still pretty good. They've taken the digital world seriously. And they have a fairly decent camera that just plops right onto the printer.
Yeah.
It has a socket on the bottom, and that's pretty neat. I don't know the number offhand.
Isn't that one of the problems with digital cameras? We never get the media out on paper where people can share it.
Well, you don't have to if you bring your laptop everywhere.
Well, I know, but who's going to do that? I mean, Aunt Minnie wants to hold the pictures in her hand.
Well, everybody's printing. We're printing like mad.
Let me put it this way. That's my problem is getting them out of the camera, out of the computer, onto something people can hold, pass around. I got to get one of those printers. Is what I need.
Get a little photo printer.
Well, my printer will print them, but it's I got to convert the thing. I need a regular dedicated photo printer.
Right. They're made by Sony, HP. Everybody's
yeah.
making. Them.
You got my address, right, Alan?
You want me to send you one, huh?
Hey, Alan, give us your
send
website.
Send you an old one.
Give us your website again, please.
Computerlanguage.com.
Okay. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for making 2004 a great one for us, and we're looking forward to 2005 with you.
So am I.
Okay. See you, Alan. Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on behalf of freedom. God bless you. God be with you. We are very, very proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.